wurden sich geschmaß. Ab Shlomo Tzvi ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi, mei his neshama haben Aliyah. Direct to the Mishnah Perek Yedayim, Masech Yedayim, Perek Mishnah Zayin, the Oyim Rim Tzdukim. Koyvim al Anu Alech, we have a complaint against you, Prushim. What's our complaint? Shatem Metarim is a Nitzuk, you hold that the Nitzuk is tar.
What's the
Nitzuk is a flow. Here's the picture. You have a picture. Beautiful picture of Nitzuk. You have here Mashketar. Mashketame. Question is, does the Tumma contaminate what's inside the utensil on top? The answer is no. Why not? You say, Okay, so the top is tall. Why? Shanitzak v'yisaydis einoi chibur. Nitzak is not a chibur. So I'mim perushim. The perushim say, koivlim anu aleichem. It's like we have a complaint. Shatem mitarim es amas samayim. Haba mi beisak. So that is what the tztokim complained against the perushim. So the perushim are responding. The perushim are giving a response. The response is that the case of Nitzuk is no different than a stream that flows from a Beis HaKvaras.
Okay.
Okay, that's a response.
I'm Prushim.
Respond. Yeah. You have a claim against us?
Wait a second. So what's the claim here? They don't have a claim. They don't
they do not understand.
Yiluach HaMashkim Mikli Al Kli Kigan Hamar Mashkim Mikli Tar L'Kli Tami Mashanisha V'Kli Ha'Elyon.
It's Tahar.
Tahar. That Shanitzuk. Nitzuk
is this thing.
Yeah, the flow.
The flow does not connect with the flow to what's on top.
Right. We once said that Nitzuk is does mecha. In certain cases, we learned before that the Nitzuk does mecha.
Oh, that's only when it's thick.
Who?
It's only when it's thick.
Oh, like
dvash,
a porridge.
Honey, porridge.
Like a porridge.
A thick porridge.
Yeah.
Or honey. Because why? Because it's called soledes me'acharecha. When you let go, it flows backwards.
Yeah.
When you stop pouring, what happens? Whatever is in the nitzuk, it goes backwards. It flows back because it's thick. So here, this is thin. This is liquid. So a liquid does not go backwards.
Okay.
So the Prushim said, they say,
so what's the
witty
code?
They're responding. So the Prushim are responding.
They're responding to what?
They are responding to the tzedakim by saying, you have a claim against us, we have a claim against you.
What kind of claim do they have? What's their claim? What's the claim of the... It's not a claim.
What's the complaint?
What's the first thing?
Why is it tar?
It should be tar.
Since there's a chibur, since there's a connection.
So we say it's not.
No, they don't. That stokim do not understand that principle. The stokim do not understand that principle that just because there is a
thickness.
There is no thickness.
If there would be a thickness,
yes,
everyone agrees.
Everyone agrees.
I'm saying so. So they're saying they don't understand how to be. Mimachalik between something thick and something thin.
Correct.
Okay, that's the answer.
So therefore, I'm in Prushim. Prushim say, "Come on, we have a claim against you. Why? Shatem etarim es amasamayim, because you hold that if a stream of water, haba mi beis hakvaris, sha'af al pishamayim mechubadu lo beis hakvaris, even though there is a stream that connects this water to the cemetery. Let's say there's a mayan that's flowing out of a cemetery, or a river that flows out of the cemetery. Everyone agrees. You admit.
Shamayim
tohirim. Mishum shenema ach mayan ubar mikveh mayim, a fountain, a pit, a collection of water. Yihyeh tohar. I don't understand this, but read the words over here. I really don't understand this. Their claim is that a nitzok is no different than a stream flowing from a cemetery. Part of the nitzok is touching tumah; it's coming out of a cemetery. So this answer really doesn't make any sense. It's not really an answer which makes sense. It's just an answer that follows the same logic from the tzedakim. It's fodder. The answer they're giving the tzedakim is not a sound answer. However, according to their corrupt logic, then this should be the natural consequence as well. Okay, so af lefi ha'emes, ein anitzak doymer la'amas, because the emes is anitzak and amas maim have nothing what to do with one another. However, the chacham are saying to the prushma, saying to the tzedakim, if you hold that a nitzak is a chibur, then you should also hold that an amas hamayim that flows from a cemetery should be tummy.
This is the same thing as a nitzik.
According to your logic, according to the Tzedokim, is if you have water coming out of a cemetery, so is the cemetery a place of tumah?
Yes, and you
hold this into a nitzik. Anything that's connected. Automatically,
it should also be tummy.
Should be tummy as well. So why then
Taka
is why? And but yet you hold you the Tzedok. They take the
thing literally. I'm
the Tzedok, but they take the pasuk literally, and the pasuk says that a mayan that comes out of a cemetery is tar. So, but it doesn't it's illogical if you hold that.
That's another case.
Finished.
Sarachian.
That's it.
They never gave him an answer to that.
Nope, they never gave back an answer. This was finished. Okay, new case, brand new case. Okay, that case over. Now we go to a brand new case. We have a complaint against you. Perushim shatem oimim shayri v'chamayri shazikoi. If my axe, what do the perushim say? The perushim say that shayri v'chamayri shaziku chayav b'tashal manezek mfurish b'toyra, but the avdi v'amasi shazikoi peturim a potter. The Purushim hold that if my axe or my donkey causes damage, this is the entire Masechta Bava Kamma. If my property caused damage.
All right, this is the part.
Concentrate.
Yeah. Okay. Should the Tzedukim say back to them, right?
No, this is a new case, a brand new case. Yeah, one the Tzedukim.
They have a time though on the Purushim.
What's their time? The tie is because the pushim over the opinion.
Right?
If an axe, my axe of a Jew, damages, however, let's say my slave and my maidservant, so they do not understand both a slave and an animal is your private property. So is your property. Why is it then that if my axe gores, I'm responsible for its damages? Whereas, if my slave causes harm or damage to someone else's property, I'm not responsible. What's the difference? It should be exactly the same.
Okay.
That's the complaint. So along comes the Chachamim. The Chachamim say no. Here's a part of the Chachamim. Ma im shoyva avachamori she'enim chayev v'chem mitzvahs. If an axe...
She'enim chayev v'chem mitzvahs,
haray zechay benitzok. If these objects damage responsible, sham tashub benitzok, avdi v'chamos, she'enim chayev v'chem mitzvahs, l'chayev v'chem mitzvahs, k'chayev mitzvahs mila, mitzvahs shvis, shvisosai b'shabbos, a slave...
They have to do mila.
So the Chum say back to my Amul my Pushim, you're really right, but it's a gzeira loy ain't ze kal v'chaim. Why not? If my axe, my donkey cause damage, shani chay ben nizkam because shem hem das, they have no knowledge lehischavein to cause premeditated damage. Lahav sid mamon lebaleim.
Time of avdi v'amosi
im time shali chay ben nizkam shel avdi v'amosi they can cause me a loss. Shem why shem akni tim I provoke. My slave, if I get them angry, if I beat them up, so what will my slave do? Will get? Will take revenge against me? How will he take revenge against me? The yalek shall acher who will torch the property of someone else. Maybe the rabbi will provoke the slave by hitting or angering the slave. The slave will go v'yalek gedishal chaveru will torch. And the slave will cause harm to the master every single day.
Great. You want to read this?
Okay. Baal Mishnah Roy in the Makshal, a Kal Vachomer, Shalat's Taken. Ma'inchi and Mitzvah, then it's like, why do they bring into this debate, into this discussion, the concept of Chi of Mitzvahs? What's the Kal Vachomer? Kal Vachomer is Madoch, an axe, and a shard, there's no Chi of Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So certainly when it comes to a slave, it's a chiyuv mitzvah. What does a chiyuv mitzvah have to do with this kal v'chomer? It is the matter of ownership. I own an axe, I own a slave. If my axe damages, I'm responsible.
You mean what's the whole havamina here?
No, why are they bringing in this kal v'chomer of mitzvah? So look at their words. The words over here was loy. Their words was ma im shoy v'chomer shani chay b'chomer she'eni chayiv b'chomer mitzvah.
Yeah.
I have no obligation to do a mitzvah to my axe and to my donkey.
Yeah.
And yet, harei ani chayev bin niskan, avdi v'amosi sh'ani chayev bohem mitzvahs, ein oidin she'ehei chayev bin nizokin. What does being chayev in mitzvahs have any relevance to our discussion?
Well, we're talking about the tzedukah, what they...
So even the tzedukim, when they say something, there has to be some logic behind it.
There is logic.
What does the mitzvah do anything? Why is the mitzvah relevant? The only thing that's relevant here is ownership.
What is chayav mitzvah? They're trying to say, what is chayav mitzvah, what is nothing?
No, that's not what it says. It says that the master is responsible for the mitzvah, to do a mitzvah to the person. An axe. Yes, what it says. It's, you don't pay attention. Look at the words again over here in the Mishnah. What mitzvah? I'm chayev to do a bris milah on my slave. Going mitzvah milah. And what about a shifcha? There is no bris milah on a shifcha. I'm chayev to prevent her from doing malacha on Shabbos. Shvisas avodim. So einoidin. So if they're a higher creature, they're a higher level. Does it make sense that certainly I should be responsible if they cause someone damage? So the question is, just because a slave and a maidservant, a chayiv mitzvah, I'm chayiv to do to them a mitzvah, they're an object of my mitzvah, why is that relevant in the question of being chayiv in their damages?
What does the chayiv mitzvah have anything to do with them being
Mechayev, the owner in damages. Case that is kasha.
I understood that the slaves are.
No, that's not what it says.
That the slaves are mechayev mitzvah.
That's not what it says. It says harei ani and harei ani ma im shoy v'chamor she'eini.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So that's the kasha. Yevam
machshal a kavuchem al tzedek ma'inyan chiyuv mitzvos lezaken.
Harei tama chiyuv mizaken mefurish b'tarva mishum shasham rabal mishum. You don't watch your acts.
Watch your kasha. V'lo yishma ba'alav. V'chein gam shaninu kol shechavti b'shmirasa. Chshati is niski.
If I'm responsible in guarding the object, that is a prerequisite. If I am responsible for the shmira, that's a prerequisite to be responsible for its damages. Therefore, the logic over here is, since I'm not responsible to guard them, the only thing is, am I responsible to guard them? The rule is, I have no obligation to guard my slave. I have an obligation to guard my axe. I'll prove to you that I have a responsibility. We are concerned. Maybe they will go. They will torch someone's goddess.
Right.
But right. If I'm resigned to hold them, I have to tie them down. We're not making kal v'chomer from an axe that's a mu'it, from a tam. First time. Shmira, beautiful kal v'chomer. Because there's no din shmira on a tam.
Yeah.
If it's the first time, how am I supposed to know? Right, that's why you only pay chatzi, that's why you only pay chatzi nezik, it's a kenas.
Right.
Therefore, the shavim him, stam shvarim, stam an axe, machlis the gemara, becheska shimur, I mean, they're becheska, they're guarded. They're assumed to be okay. You do not have to watch. When you buy an axe for the first time, you do not have to guard the axe. The assumption is why did I have chatzin nezek? Why am I having chatzin? Because it's my property. The imkain, if so, who are the lo ever v'amah?
So what's going on here?
I don't know.
So well, hey, we better stop this because it's getting too complicated.
He's not answering the case of the mitzvah. I don't know, he's going back in circles over here. But basically, you're saying there are two issues. He starts with by saying.
Okay, let's not get into the issues because I'm just gonna get confused. I thought he had something.
Okay, let's have the Mishnah.
That I could get some from the Tosef that's over there, but he didn't. Okay.
The Tzidokim said the following statement: we have a complaint against the Pushim. You are Matar the Nitzak.
Right. Okay, you're Matar the stuff that goes back.
Right. So, question: the Kli on top is Tar.
Right.
Why? Oimim haPushim the Pushim respond. We have a complaint against you. Kavu Anu Alechem Tzidokim. Shatem Matar Mesam Amasamayim. Habam Besal Kvaros. Of stream.
I'm a Samayim that comes out of the basic chorus. You're Mitar. I'm Tzidokim.
I'm new
time.
I'm Tzidokim. You say Shom.
Yeah, Harry,
I think I now understand. I have no obligation to watch it. I have no obligation to watch it. There's no mitzvah to watch it. Maybe that's what it means. Originally, we said something was to a mitzvah bris mila. It doesn't make sense that far. Take it back. Fine. This is the way it is. So, I have no obligation to a mitzvah on an ox or a donkey. Haray ani chayy bin iskan avdi v'chamav mosti my slave my maidservant shani chayy bin him bin
mitzvah
bris mila shvisas avodim erdin shat hey chayy bin iskan. No, you can't compare the cases. If martim b'shav v'chamav she'ein b'chem das, they have no intellect, and that's why I'm going to be responsible for the cause damage.
Taru avdi
v'mosti she'ishon das. If they have their own intellect, I'm going to be responsible for the damages. If let's say I get them angry one day, they'll take revenge. They'll go and they'll torch someone else's property. So therefore, that's why I'm not responsible. Okay, next mission. Omar, it's Taiki Galili.
Taiki Shalim
from Galil. From the Galil. Okay. Is it Tzion? Okay, it's from the Galil.
No, it's from the north. Galil is in the north.
Okay. In the north.
I'm a Tzidoki, Galili.
The Yerush Garsim Samach Min Galili from Galili. Koyvul Ani Aleichem, Purush, I have a complaint against you. Shatem Koyusim Es HaMoyshel Im Moyshe Beget. Shakoyusim Beget Es Azman L'cheshvon Shnois HaMelech HaMoyshel. When you date a get, what's the date? When does the date begin from the new king? It's 3 years since the beginning of the kingdom of this melech, right?
Yeah.
What's the problem? What are you making that noise?
My back was hurting me a second. Is it okay if I stretch? Oh no, it's the morning. You gotta stretch. You have to do your stretches. You know what it's all about?
No. Mm-hmm. Moshe is a code word for the melech. Moshe was a melech. Ahi v'shurun melech. Besasei froshei on. Moshe has been a melech. So I have a complaint against you. HaMoshe, you date documents. Shatem koisim es HaMoshe. Moshe is a key word for HaMoshe im Moshe beget. Shakoisim beget, you write in a get. Es hazman,
v'cheshem shnois hamelech hamoishal.
Very unusual expression. Haynu kachkach lamelech pointed to the king pointy. So
the Moshe.
Again, koyisim. Oh no, hamoishal. But that's the date. And then you write Moshe kidas. And you write kidas Moshe.
That's the last part.
Last line of the get. Very gnai hadavu lamoishal. It's a gnai lamoishal. The Moshe, the document that says kidas
Moshe. You're putting it second to the Moshe.
It's totally to the Moshe.
You understand that?
Yeah. Bizarre to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Wow.
So I'm in Purushim. So who's the?
Wait a second. This was a Taina from.
This was The Stoichi says that
you document. Okay, the Prashim could say back.
You don't understand, you make the document. So I'm in Prashim. Kobonu Alechem Tzadiki Galili Shatem Kosim Samoishal Im Hashem Bidaf. What does that mean?
Kosim
is Hashem Hamoishal Im Hashem Hashem. How could it be that in one piece of paper you write Hashem's name? The same daf in the Torah, you have a column in
the
Torah.
Write the Moshel and Hashem.
Hashem, Moshe's name is there, and Hashem's name is there.
It says Moshel, it doesn't say Moshel, it says the Moshel.
It's the Ribbon Shloim, the ultimate Moshel. No. Moshel means the rule, means Moshe. Shabbos daf in the Torah, in one column of the Torah, Kosim is Hashem HaMoshel,
in Shem Hashem.
Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned in Shem Hashem.
I don't know if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's Moshel. We're saying that you also write the Moshe's name on. Besides Moshe Rabbeinu's name.
No, that's what we said in the first part. No. That's by a guess. That's by a guess.
This is the same thing.
They're answering back. The answering back is, what are you so surprised? Just because, what's the problem? The problem here is that it's very simple. It's a bezoin to Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe should be toloi in the name of a secular king. Or a king. Moshe is much greater. So how do you start the daf? You start the page.
You started with the Moshe, and you say Moshe is at the end.
So that's not respectful.
So what's the kasha?
Go take out a Sefer Torah. Yeah. Take out a column,
yeah.
And you'll discover Moshe's name is on the top, and Hashem's name is on the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that respectful?
No.
That Hashem's name should be lower on a column of an Amud of a Sefer Torah than Moshe Rabbeinu's name on. Who's totally with the Zeh? Moshe is totally the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Hashem's name should be on top, and Moshe's name should be on the bottom. And yet, in the Sefer Torah, you have many times when you have Moshe, Shatem Kosim, Moshe, Im Hashem Bedaf, Shem Hashem. It's disgraceful. You have Hechatimsa where Moshe's name is mentioned on top.
It's Hashem Lamatan. What was the first time?
It means even if Hashem is on top and Moshe is on the bottom, it's still a disgrace.
Should be on the same page.
Exactly. There's Hashem Lamatan. Shekosim is Hashem Moshe Lifnei Hashem. Shenema. How do you know this? Vayoymer Paroi, Paro said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyli, here the Moshe is Moshe's Paro. Not Moshe, Paro. Paro.
What about Paro?
Who comes first in the Pasuk?
Paro.
Paro, then comes Hashem. Vayoymer Paro, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyli, Lishalach Es Yisrael. Hari Nizka Tchila Paro V'Achach Shem Hashem. So what's the answer? The answer is Elik Hashem Sheina Kosev Makbid LaHaskish Shmoishel Paro Lifnei Hashem. Just like the pasuk is that Makbid to write Hashem's name.
You know, but it's not Makbid that you can have Paro before Hashem.
Shahol Sins V'Kach Seder Halosh. That's the way. That's the Ein Bezeh Loi Mishum Pechisus. It's not a disgrace.
L'Shem
Hashem. Loi Mishum Kavod LaParo. It's not considered to be an honor to Paro when he goes first. Hashem. Kach gam beget ein shem hamoshel aniska betchilase goyrea does not diminish mechvoidoy shel moshel aniska b'seifai. Uche shalaka paroi, when paroi was smitten mahu oimer Hashem hatzadik. Pisco zono sefes kan. The only reason why we're eating this last thing over here, the end of Mishnah, is the misam deretoyv. Kedil l'saim is a mesecht betoyv shoyl v'niska akosav mi Hashem. That's a papi courses to say mi Hashem. Asher Eshma B'Koloi, Lefichach Noiswa HaPisco HaChroina HaMesayemes B'Kosev Hashem HaTzadik. We should end off in the Dover Toiv. Solik Meseches Yodayim. Let's chazer this Mishnah. Omar Tzdoiki Galili Koyev Oni Alev. I have a complaint against you. Pushim Shatim Koyisim Es HaMoshel. You write the Moshel in Moshe. On a document, a get document, the get. In the get, you write the Moshel. You write the date of the current king, and the bottom of the page it says Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. So they respond, I'm Purushim. You have a tie against us, I have a tie against you. Koyvonu Alechem Tzadoiki Galili Shatem in Sefer Torah you own. Koyisim you write Esam Moshe you write the Moishel and the Sefer Torah, you write first Paro, Im Hashem. And the same with Afin, one line. To emphasize the point is that Paro is mentioned first, the Yes Hashem Bilamata. Hashem is his name second, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayoy Me Shnema Vayoy Paro Mi Hashem, Sheeshma Bukoli, Lishalach Es Yisrael. Who is Hashem? That's the answer. So therefore, obviously, what's the answer? Obviously, the Torah is not makbid. The Torah Hakadosh is not makbid. Which one is not makbid? It's not called the cover to Paro, and it's not a pechis to Hashem. The Paro should be first in the pasuk. And now to Musaim the Ratoiv, Shaloka Mach Oimer Hashem Atzadik.
When he was locked up.
Yes. When he was smitten, when he was punished.
Yeah.
When he brought down in Makos, he acknowledged by this is Hashem Hatzadik. Tzidok Hadin. Hashem Hatzadik. Okay.
So. You're right.
Who is the what?
You're right.
No. What?
Seems like you had a little.
What?
You said Tzidok Hadin. You said a little queasy.
Yeah. Solik Meseches Yudayim. We now go up. Ozlas Yad. Ki Ozlas Yad. The Yad has passed.
Nice.
Okay, so we did this whole Mesechta. We did now, since we started learning again together, after our separation. So we learned over here. How many Mesechtas? We learned Machshirin. We learned Machshirin together. We learned Mesechta Zavim together. Echazah this year. And we learned Tfu Yoyim and Yidayim. Four Mesechtas. And now we have one more to go to the end, Uksin. And then we're going to see we can learn Negoim and Oilos and picture books for them.
Yeah.
Different ones though. Different picture books, not the picture books from the set. All right, we'll see.
Right.
And then we call Yushalmi.